happens with the economy in the last days. Not going to read those, Rod. Going to move forward. Okay? We looked at the EKG of the family. The family in decline. A civilization in decline. And I was bold enough to just, quite frankly, just tell you, hey, pastors' families, pastors' homes are being attacked. Your own pastor's home has been hurt and hit hard. All right? Could that be a sign of these end times? All I'm telling you is the Bible talks about a civilization in decline in the last days. Okay? Hard times on the family. The family's under attack. Not a week goes by that I don't hear somebody. They want me to pray with them, like this brother this morning who struggles. Is that right? Absolutely. Many people in this room struggle with their families and just crazy decisions that many times people are making. You understand? Tough stuff, man. Okay? We looked at the EKG of the church. What is the church going to be like in the last days? We looked at the last two churches in the book of Revelation. The church of Philadelphia, which is brotherly love, or the love of who? Brothers. And then we looked at the church at Laodicea. Laodicea means the judging of people. All right? And my belief is in the last days, you'll have both churches. All right? And we've seen which church we want to be. Amen? We want to be a church that loves Jesus Christ and loves people. Amen? Come on. That's who we want to be. If you're here and you like judging people, you have absolutely come to the wrong place. I will tell you off in a heartbeat. Y'all hear me today? Say, I'm serious. If that's who you are, that is horrible. I do not want to be associated with a church like that. You listening? Yes or no? You want to be judging people? Hey, just come see me and spend a few minutes with me, and I guarantee it, I can unwind you a little bit and find some crap in your life. Amen. Isn't it something how we do, though, right? Amen. You know, listen, this isn't a place. Jesus said, listen, he said the whole don't need a physician. The sick do. So that's why we're here. We exist for people who need Christ. Amen. You listening? What's wrong? Get me up? All right, well, I was just trying not to spit too bad in the mic. But anyway, but you know, that's why we exist. Amen. So we want to be a place. We want to be a place where we love people. Amen. When we go to that picnic today, why do we have these events? Did you know in the Bible they had what was called love feast? And it wasn't like some sick thing. Mm-mm. Yeah, no. In the Bible, they had love feast. It was just, they would have big meals together, go from house to house, and people that had been saved. And a lot of times they were hungry people, too, who had been, you know, put out of their home because they put their faith in Christ. And they'd have these big meals together, and they would love on one another. That's why we're having this big meal today. Amen? It's an opportunity for us to love on one another. Y'all listening to me? Why do we do the senior fellowship thing? So we can love on one another. Amen? That's why we do that. Why do we do the hospitality? Why do we do the different things that we, so we can, guess what? Love on one another. Why do we do the young family fellowship and get out there and act like crazy people? So we can love on one another, love on those kids and just show love. Amen? That's what it's about. So many people need love. So that's the kind of church we want to be. Amen? You hearing me today? And you don't love people by not preaching the gospel. All right? You love people by sharing the gospel of Christ. Amen? You don't go to one of them churches that preach Jesus, do you? Yeah, I do. Why wouldn't it? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Amen? Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Of course I'm going to preach. Are you kidding me? That is the message of love. Amen? So that's who we are. So we talked about that. So how do these vital signs, that is, the return of Jesus Christ and the unfolding of future events, relate to you? And we talked about some of them, but I went to my Bible and I looked up verses concerning Jesus' return. And I want to make it real personal today. And let's look at them and see how you're doing on some of these thoughts of the last days. What is the EKG of you and Jesus? Roger, we're going to roll it now. Check yourself out with the following questions that directly relate to you and the return of Jesus Christ. These are questions. I want you to do a test. And at the very end, if we make it, there's a little test at the end. Okay? I want you to check yourself out. How are you doing? What's your EKG as far as if these are the last days? And I have no idea. I just think you ought to live like they are. Amen? Because it could be your last day. Amen? So what's your EKG of you and Jesus and his return? Let's look at it. Several questions. Number one, say it with me. Are you what? Are you loving people? What's that got to do with Jesus coming back? And the Lord make you to increase and abound in what? Love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the what? Coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. You know what you're supposed to be doing in the last day? Somebody tell me. Loving who? People. And if you have got that flame inside of you and you're looking for the return of Christ, you should be loving people. You hearing me? All right. Number two. Question number two. Say it with me. Are you judging others? Therefore, judge nothing before the time. Somebody guess. Until what? The Lord comes. Whom both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. He will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. All right, listen. When are we supposed to judge? Somebody tell me. Yeah, amen. We ain't supposed to judge till who comes? Somebody tell me. Till Jesus comes. So how you doing? Are you judging other people? If you are, you're doing it before your time. Hush up, quit it. Ain't time yet. Amen. You know what I'm saying? It's just not time. Okay? Because you have feet of clay, I have feet of clay. Amen? He's holy. Let's serve him. So if you find yourself being a person that is judging people, wow, that's a little problem right there. We're not supposed to do that until he what? Is that what it said? Exactly. Thank you. Number three, what's the EKG of you? Are you active, say it with me, in your what? In your church fellowship, or in this case, fellowship church. Amen. Are you active in your church fellowship? Hebrews 10. And let us consider one another to provoke unto, there it is again, what? Love and what? And then watch this part. Not, say it with me, forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but keep looking, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, say it with me, as you what? See the day approaching, what day? The day of his appearing, the day of his coming. Well, I don't need that church stuff. I just go out by the beach. Hey, I love the beach. Why don't you go to the beach this afternoon? Why don't you go yesterday? Why don't you go Monday through Friday? Amen? What's that got to do with anything? Has zero to do with the assembly of God. I mean, we should be assembling together. Amen? Yes or no? Especially so much more as we see his coming. When we see these things, these crazy signs all around us, you know what it should do? It should get you quick in our spirit to want to be fellowshipping more, to encouraging more, to loving more, to exhorting people more. That's why we come here. How many this morning, somebody either shook your hand or hugged your neck? Raise your hand with me. All right, that's good. We did pretty good. How many somebody did that at least twice to you today? Can I see it? That's pretty good. How about this? This is a different test today. How many somebody talked to you and they just said a kind word to you today or a word that was sort of uplifting? Can I see your hand today? Well, look at that. My goodness. I thought it was just about these people coming to hear you, preacher. Uh-uh. It's about us loving and exhorting one another and encouraging one another and touching one another and talking with one another. You understand? Except a man with a Green Bay shirt on. We don't care about you. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, he's got that look on his face. We're undefeated. Come on, what's wrong? Can't we hide you in the back somewhere? Come on. No. He is proud. Y'all remember how cocky I was when the Vikings were doing real good 2 years ago? I was wearing purple on Sunday. Y'all remember? Yeah, no purple now. Here we go. Number four. Are you remembering the Lord's communion? We have communion at Fellowship Church. Why do you have communion? Because the Bible tells me to have communion. It's what I'm supposed to do. What does it have to do with the Lord's return? Why did you put it on the screen? For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he what? Comes again. That's right. You should be making an effort to have communion with your church. That's a good thing. I'm not saying you can do all these things, but you can certainly work on it. You need to see this as important. Our communion doesn't matter. No, it does matter. We're supposed to have communion. We're supposed to take communion, and we're supposed to do it until he comes again. Y'all listening? Yes or no? It is something we do that shows his death and his burial and his resurrection and one day his coming again. All right? So communion's important. Just checking us out today. How are we doing? Okay? And by the way, it's not sitting up here me judging you in any way, shape, or form. These are scriptures. These are things in the Bible that we need to talk about. If we're talking about the last days, it's easier to point the finger at Washington, isn't it? Say, last days, look up them people. How about us? How are we doing in our life? Number five. Here's a biggie. Are you committed to living for Jesus Christ? There's 10 of these things. Are you committed to living for Jesus Christ? 2 Timothy 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, say it with me, at his what? And his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You should be committed to living for Christ. All right? It should matter to you. Not just on Sunday morning. It should be something in your life. Am I living for Christ? I want to live for Christ. I want to do the right thing. Y'all listen or what? It sounds like we're failing a test in this room or something. How many of you went to your class and you weren't prepared for the test and it just didn't go too good? Yeah, I mean, didn't know we were having a test, preacher. Anyway, hey, we're just looking at stuff in the last days. Why would I look at Israel and not look at you? Why would I look at the church and not look at you? Why would I look at the economy and not look at you? Why would I look at world events and government and not look at you or me like we don't exist on this planet? We're part of this. Amen? Say. Keep looking. Are you responding to life spiritually? If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When, say it with me, Christ, who is our what? Life shall a what? Then shall you also appear with him in glory. We should be living our life spiritually. We should be seeking things above, not just things here on this earth. Is that what the Bible said? All right. And that has something to do with Christ and his coming. He's coming again. One day we're going to stand before him. Whether he comes or you pass and you're going to stand before him, we're going to give an account. So the way we live our life is important. How are you doing? How's that old heart thing? Uh-oh. Or yet? Amen? Come on. Hey, don't think the preacher's doing all that great on some of these either. All right? Are you keeping short sin accounts? Are you dealing with sin in your life? What's the Bible say? And now, little children, abide in him. Say it with me. That what? When he shall appear, there's his coming. We may have confidence and not be what? Ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. The whole point is this. Not that you're sinless, but as we see his coming drawing nearer, we should certainly be keeping shorter sin accounts that are paid in full. Hey, I confess that, Jesus. I don't want that in my life. Does that make sense? Did I mess that up? You understand? Yes or no? Dealing with it. That's part of you. And we can say, well, I'm looking forward to Jesus to come. Hey, man. But you're not taking care of your sin. You're not part of the fellowship. You're not doing this and that. Oh, but Jesus is coming. That man. Hallelujah. But whoa. What about you? Amen? The signs of his coming everywhere. But what's that affecting your life? Is that changing you in any way? You understand? It's the 9th anniversary, and I'm picking on you. Here we go. Are you sharing Jesus Christ with family and friends? That's part of his coming again. I mean, I should check myself out. Yeah, look at this. Jude, keep yourselves in the love of God. That keeps showing up, doesn't it? Say. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Speaking of his coming. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them what? Out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. What's that talking about? You and I should be sharing our faith with others. All right? I don't know about you. I am flat out not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I don't know where you're at. I'm not ashamed of him. Why would I be ashamed of him? That's the dumbest thing on the planet. He loved me, gave himself for me. He stuck by me through thick and thin. He's blessed me incredibly. Why in the world? Well, I'm not scared. Are you kidding me? Say, not a problem at all. I'm not talking about be ugly, be out there in people's face. I'm not like that at all. But somebody the other day said, God bless you to somebody. And they told me, they said, God, I say God bless you all the time. Why wouldn't you? Why can't you say it with me? God bless you. One more time. God bless you. Why don't we just do it when somebody sneezes? That's the dumbest thing. God bless you. Unless it gets all over them or something. You know what I'm saying? And then it's God help you. But anyway, listen. I wish some of you would take my challenge. Instead of just saying hello or goodbye to somebody, practice with me. God bless you. Try it one more time. God bless you. Or how about you can say, hey, I'll see you later. God bless you. It works. Say, hey, see you later. God bless you. I see you later. God bless you. Why would I be ashamed of him? Somebody told me the other day, they said, God bless you to somebody. And that person said to them, that's the first time in their whole life somebody ever said that to them. It's crazy, isn't it? Now, that's just a little thing. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be in people's face. You know, if you die today, you know you're going to heaven. I mean, you don't. I mean, listen, you can talk to people about the Lord. That's a good thing. But just living your life and letting Jesus Christ flow through your life, not being ashamed of him, that is a good sign that your heartbeat's going, tit, 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 tit. That's good stuff. Y'all hearing me today? All right. Come on, we're almost done. Are you comforting other people? But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep, those who have died, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the what? Coming of the Lord shall not precede them which have died or gone asleep or fallen asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, say it with me, do what? Comfort one another with these words. Part of a healthy you in Jesus is you comforting people. That's good. That's good. Somebody came to me this week, and there they are up there. Wave at me. And their grandma passed. And I knew their grandma. And I had a crazy busy schedule. You even made me almost miss my haircut. I was running out of there. I said, you made me miss my haircut. I didn't have any cut. Not that that's a big deal or anything, but anyway. But you know, not to put myself up, but I had a busy, busy, crazy, busy schedule. And it would have been so easy to say no because I had a wedding that right after that and I had the football game. But you know what? Those people deserve somebody to comfort them. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? They deserve somebody to comfort them. And was I real thrilled about it at the time? My schedule? No. Was I glad I did it later? Yes. and they blessed me in return. Did I make the wedding? Mm-hmm. Did I make the ball game? Yeah, with Chuck Barris going 90 miles an hour, you were driving me to the ball game in Naples. What I'm saying is, are you comforting people? That's a sign of how you're doing with Jesus coming again. You understand? The last one is this. Are you patiently anticipating Christ's return? Be patient. Therefore, brethren, say it with me, unto the what? Coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth. He has long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. Say it with me. For the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Amen. Listen, are you waiting for him? Don't get discouraged. You see stuff happening. How many of you think you're going to go fix crazy Washington? Say, I'm not saying we don't vote. We don't try to. But you know the best thing you can fix is who? You. Amen? I would love to hear this week around Inglewood, people from your church, Pastor, I just heard them say, God bless you. Amen? You know, and so many of you had another fellow tell me this week, a businessman told me this week, and I never thought of it this way. He said, I see your stickers on cars all over town. Well, he ain't seen nothing yet. In 2 weeks, we're making a blitz. Oh, yeah. We're up in the ante, baby, in a couple of weeks, baby. Amen? We're going to really go crazy. But anyway, but this businessman, very successful businessman, he told me this week, he said, I see your stickers on these cars. And here's how he said it. And it blessed me this week. He said, and how proud they are that they go to Fellowship Church. You know, I never thought of it that way. You know? I thought of it, we're just trying to invite people. You know, we're trying to get people, trying to reach out to the lost, trying to get people to come to church. But you know what? Boy, I am proud. Not in a bad, ugly way, but I'm glad I get to fellowship with you people. And by the way, how many heard my video last week? Okay? If you didn't get to hear it or you really think somebody else should hear it, we've got a copy for you on DVD out back. You can just pop it in your DVD player, your computer. It'll play. And so that's our gift to you today. If you didn't get to hear how proud I am to be a part of you people. All right? I'd like for you to get that and feel that, especially if you didn't get to hear it or if you know somebody that can. But that made my week when that businessman told me that this week. Amen? So anyway, the EKG of you. How'd you do? Where's the test? Pop it up. Loving others? Yes, need to do that. Judging others? No. Active in church? Yes. Remembering communion? Yes. Living for Jesus? Yes. Responding spiritually? Yes. Keeping short sin accounts? Yes. Sharing Jesus with others? Yes. Comforting others? Yes. Anticipating Christ's return? Yes. I mean, how hard, class, is this test to remember? There's just one thing you shouldn't do on that board. Somebody tell me what it is. I mean, even somebody from Rockingham could figure that out. Amen? Come on. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Praise God. Good stuff. The EKG.